from vehicular traffic by the Corps of Engineers in several areas. The Roberts Ridge access has been gated, leaving access to foot traffic only. Should anyone wish to use this area, we'll find that public parking and the ability to turn around Roberts Ridge is a dead-end road are non-existent to non-resident traffic. In closing, several of the residents in the immediate area feel that a recreational vehicle slash overnight cabin type development will be detrimental to this area. Most of the residents of the area are family-oriented with active farming and ranching operations. The addition of an RV type operation might very well cause situations of trespassing, traffic accidents, deteriorated water quality, and unintentional or intentional property damage to neighboring properties. Signed on myself, my wife. Okay. Any questions?
Any questions? Nope. Thank you so much.
Who would like the document?
You can just give it to the chairman. Yeah, I'll get it.
I'll take it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak opposing this appeal?
I'm David Spink. I live on 270 Roberts Ridge. I was here in the previous meeting, and from what I heard and listened to you guys' conversation, that I did not see any error or anything on the decision that was made that night. There's a lot of conversation up and on the stand there. Everybody took careful consideration on making that decision, and I believe it was the correct decision. I have not heard anything different to believe that there was an error on that decision. I've heard some comments differ tonight that he has presented. One of the things I didn't appreciate the language of, you know, pony show. He also said everybody on Roberts Ridge has anxiety. He literally stood up here and said that night. You know, because of their anxiety. It's not about an anxiety or anything like that. I'm just kind of wondering. Also listen to the case carefully, the one before this. You know, when is this nightly rental going to end? So the case before this, and it has an impact on this one, I believe, was that east of us on 160, if I can ask?
Yes.
It was. Thank you. All right. So now is what I see is this trend. Tell me, when is this going to end? If you want recreational and entertainment, it's called Branson, right? From Branson, you get everything, right? I hear people talking about, and he even mentioned it tonight. I'll try not to look and point at him, but he even mentioned it. Oh, you can go to Cory Bot or whatever. You can go to these trailheads, whatever, right? I see additional traffic happening up and down 160 now. Our three cases tonight of nightly rentals. I don't know when it's going to stop. And it's going to start with some cabins right on our back door. So if you guys, I'll show you where I live right here.
I live right here on Roberts Ridge. Okay. My understanding initially, the people who bought this property, they love this property, right? They wanted to move out here and retire. But yeah, they're going to sell the property to look what's happening right on their backyard. And then you got additional dirt bikes and ATVs are riding all up and down this property. He told me personally, he was frustrated. He's done, right? Now he's going to be upside down on his property. Good luck selling it. But the current, my concerns are, you put cabins over here, right? Well, it's still in his mind, even though it's off the docket for right now. That's all RVs in his vision. What's going to happen when we approve the cabins here, right? What's going to happen? Tell me what's going to happen 2 years from now. I'll guarantee you it's going to be right back on these RVs right there. Right? And the point that Jim made, yeah, we're the ones living here. We're the ones dealing with this. We don't live over in Cedar Creek or in Branson. All this is happening in an area where we're zoned for residential and ag. And I can see in the future, this could go down to RV. And it's permanent. Once that happens, there's no going back. And I just see this trend and pattern going all up 160. And we're the people that it's hard for our horses to get hurt. It really does. So based on that first decision, that first vote, I don't see any error in here, unlawful or error in that vote. So that's just my opinion. I don't know if you guys got any questions for me here or not, but those are my concerns.
Any questions?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, is there anybody else who'd like to speak?
My name is Shane Klinkenbeard. I live at 1552 Roberts Ridge, which is at the dead end of that road. That's where my driveway starts. Not to go any over any concern and stuff, but I have a feeling when all this was rezoned, I don't know how many years ago all this was rezoned agriculture. If this was what agricultural property was supposed to be used for, then we wouldn't be trying to get a permit for it. It would be it'd be permitted by right, not something we'd have to vote on. If you wanted to do nightly rentals, build a bunch of cabins, there's zoned properties for that. This is not zoned for that. Along with just other concerns, the trespassing, people get bored, people are going to wander. They get hurt on your property, guess who's liable for that? Landowner is. I'm at the end of that dead end road. The core's been shut down for a while now. I still, at random times, have people bring their side by sides up my driveway, try to get access to the creek. Well, they're trespassing now. I don't even know where they're coming from half the time, and that's with no campgrounds except for the one over on Cross Timbers Road. And if people want to camp and go Coy Bald, then go Cross Timbers. They can be a half mile from the trailhead. Then there's plenty of property over there already zoned for that, places they can go. That's all I've got to say this evening. You guys have any questions?
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Mary Hurst. I live on Slough Hollow Road, but I do own 15 acres. It's just right around the bend from his place there. I want to address, I was here on the first meeting, and the house was packed, and there was not one person here that did not oppose this campground nightly rental project. Not one. It was voted down on the RV pads. You know, he wants to start out with 7, he wants to start out with 24, and then find out how many more he can go once he gets approved. If he gets approved for one, he'll fill the place up. Same with the nightly rentals. He's just trying to get a door open to get this type of thing started in here. And the minute he does, then it opens up the door for the law to say that I can do it, and every other person that wants to come through here and have a nightly rental or RV pad. Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but in other states and places around, they got a lot of homelessness, and places that were just like ours are all just littered with RVs or tents or whatever. And I just think it's a hazard to our community to try to invite this type of lifestyle here. I mean, I really appreciate the cabins he did in Taneyville, the duplexes made some nice homes for people, but these are not homes for people. These are inviting strangers into our community that we know nothing about, that are not going to be monitored. We are so rural and out of city limits that they can do whatever they want, and before law enforcement or emergency help can get to them, it's already going to be a bigger problem. We got Remus Properties over here that's got campgrounds and nightly rental cabins. We got nightly rentals all over the place in Branson. I don't see any reason why we would want to invite this type of environment into our community. Now, I know you were not wanting to hear what people got to say about that, because we all did. But just remember, there was not one person that said, yes, we want this. Both of those were voted down that night completely. And so why we're back here now on the nightly rental, the error was, as he said, that we didn't know what we were talking about or what we were voting on or talking about. Yes, we did. Every single one of us knew what Bill was up there, because it's a concern to us. Now, he owns land in Cedar Creek. His relatives own a lot of land in Cedar Creek. If he wants that type of thing, why don't he build it on his family's land so they can enjoy all those people that they're wanting to invite out? And then we get the impact of deterioration to our property values. Then our real estate taxes go up. And the death rate already on 160 and vehicular accidents are a lot. So I just don't see where this is going to help our community to grow and be better.
That's all I've got to say. Okay, is everybody else? Okay, we'd like to give the applicant an opportunity to speak again if you'd like.
It's a lot of the same opposition. It's their feelings. It's change is different. It's new. It's not something they're going to welcome, but it is America. I am in full pursuit of my right of happiness and what I want to do. It is our land. So much as everybody doesn't think this is suiting. Scott, can you zoom to the west a mile, please?
West a mile?
To Beaver Creek. Can you zoom in on Beaver Creek, please? This is ran by Taney County Road and Bridge. This is Beaver Creek Park. This is camping. This is less than 2 miles from the same place I'm talking about. So that it doesn't fit in the neighborhood or the area is not correct. So forth, Devin Huff and the Road and Bridge Division like this area so much that they have the right to this whole other field that the Forest and Conservation Department, and the only reason they haven't furthered it and put more campsites in and built the bridge over the little road is because they have a problem with the Corps flooding it. But they have the rights and they have the developments and the drawings to further that campground to be bigger and better. So if Taney County feels that it's a good idea, but a couple residents don't feel that somebody wanting to do it on their own is a bad idea, I just don't find any of that to be factual to what we're talking about when we go to these. I'm not real sure why we have the opposing side speak at these even, because it's not factual, it's just their feelings. Like, he has somebody coming down to his road on a buggy right now. I don't have anything there. How does that affect what we're talking about? These are the same points they brought up before. Mary's Sawmill, I'm not sure if it's commercial or not, but she drives more traffic on a two-lane, not state highway road on Slough Hollow than anybody else on that road. But is it zoned commercial? No, we don't want to go through the right steps to do that. I'm just doing the lawful things that needs to be presented. I think I've presented my case as far as the facts where I feel they were wrong on every single case, and I just feel like you guys should do me right. Thank you.
Can I ask one more question here? Absolutely. I want to make sure that I understand that I didn't listen to the previous planning and zoning, but the possible runoff into the water reservoir, what was that concern and why is that incorrect?
You'd be asking the wrong person.
Do we have any idea what the runoff is? Water runoff, sewer runoff,
that's
anything?
Just what was
who
stated
knows?
By the planning member. I don't know if it was septic, just water runoff.
Into
they didn't elaborate
Beaver Creek or into a little pond right here, or do we even know?
The lake was a conversation that night.
Well, just so we're all clear, there's four issues where they denied.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah. We're looking to see if there's proof of error on all four.
On
of
all
those.
Four, absolutely.
Yeah. So number two is what he's asking about. So if you want to look at that, maybe you can help us see it a little better, but.
So what I would say runoff is we're not talking if I want to go dump 100 pigs out there, because we're talking about RV and nightly rental. I would, from what I understand, it would be for the sewer. Yeah, for the five nightly rentals.
We're only talking about five nightly rentals. We're not talking about RVs.
You also have to remember they didn't know what they're voting on that night.
Yes, we did.
She's not on the board of voting. She's in the crowd. The runoff would only be pertaining to the sewer. And when I called John Soutee to ask him, he's like, these guys already know that if it's under 7, it's in my jurisdiction. He knows we've put in several sewers in the county. He's like, you and your dad do high quality work. I don't see any problem. So that one, you have a letter from Brad Daniels stating that there is no adverse effect on them in any such way.